always gotta keep my praise unique. Cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da, Shabakta, I yada da, I yada da. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we yada da, Shabakta, we yada da, we yada da.
What's up, man? This is Yada the King Radio. Visit us, ydkradio.com. I'm getting it in today with my pops. Happy Father's Day to everybody out there. Pastor Hill Franklin with me today. God bless. Let's get into this remix. Uncle Reese, worship until I pass out. Yeah!
Me with your life, that's what Jesus said, and he broke his body just so I could eat. Yeah, he's my bread. Started on my feet, ha, now I'm on my knees instead, and I'm about to lose control like Uncle Reese's dress. Hit by the Holy Ghost, black out like a comatose. See some take their own approach, no, not me, I overdose. Feeling sick, worship is my antidote, so I go hard in the paint like Michelangelo.
I'm gonna worship until I pass out.
Church. I watch my family struggle to this day. I see the hurt, full of pride, lost soul, steady running. Felt God wasn't for me.
Taking everything from me.
Been to the wall, somehow I blew it all. When you realize you're dying to sin, who can you call? I'm barely making do, but I gained so much in Christ now. Worship with my life now. Welcome to the lifestyle.
Lord, I worship you till I pass out. When the devil come, man, I zone out. You're the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. You are God.
Man, I can't worry about what other people say. They did a job for me, and I just want to match my worship with the goodness. Set me free and make me whole. Make me new and clean my soul. I lift my hands and cry out to you, because I want to go higher and deeper. So
exhausted. What else can I do but turn this booth into a pulpit? They say I got the juice, I got the juice. Well, let me pour it like perfume upon the feet of those who preach. Now, ain't that gorgeous? Lord, you're so unique. I'm feeling weak, I'm feeling nauseous. Refuse to take defeat. You let me creep into your fortress. Shower by your love, drink the water from your faucet. Now, all of the above is what you do for every orphan. The rose grew from the concrete. Lo and behold, there's an orchid that pushed up like a palm tree. Calm leaf in the dark streets, chalk teas and hard speech. I've been through hell, so pardon me. If you do a show that's starring me, put praise God on the marquee. Let's worship.
So I came to worship until I pass out.
Take us to the heart of the pain. Take us to the heart of the pain. I do work with my hands, I'm just better with words. Like you're better with absurd slurs and working my nerves. But wisdom is my new chauffeur, I love working with her. Beloved, I'm loving it so much, and I see something I want, and she whispers, don't touch it, move away from it. My driver, my guide, nothing short of a price is GPS, so a ride, see me blessed, I arrived. Hand in hand with her, I had to plan with her. Makes it easy to stand with her, we agree, I'm grand with her. Go to Japan with her, walk in the sand with her, I rock a band with her, marry me. She actually carries me with class, she's a teacher. Others harassing me, asking me, who is this feature? How she treating you? When and where did you meet her? Is she your Facebook friend? And would you please delete her? Please, you call me a loser, she calls me a leader. So I had to choose her, and I wasn't eager either. So kind, sick with it, she gave me the fever. I grieve if I leave her, she made me a believer. Wine and slaughter the meat. She's built a house, she's crying out in the streets. Furnished a table, she's got bread for me to eat. I hear, and when she speaks, I adhere and I increase. She's bringing me honor and more promotion. I'm a happy man since I left Miss Commotion. She's staggered my motion, now I move in devotion. I'm coasting, went from the desert into this big ocean. SS memo, no more, please listen to my demo. When I leave from overseas, I could just step into a limo. She made me a giver, she gives much, so I give more. No longer in jolly and folly, I live more. Hearing and increasing and learning. I feast off of knowledge and instruction, I'm yearning. I was headed to death toward burning. So I paused, accelerated, U-turning, serving with an urgent discernment. I remember seeing her before I got my permit. She's in my mixture, a fixture that's permanent. I once was a sleeper, but I learned this. She's a keeper, for real. The great fights. I remember walking the darkness, she showed me the great light. Others would try luring me in wearing the skin tights, but the skin is paper thin like wearing my pen rights. They wear Mac, she wears none. Her only makeup is the reflection of the sun. Changing my direction, I'm done, cause she's the one. Happy is the man that finds wisdom. Proceeds better than silver, gold, or diamond. She holds me in esteem, I gleam, your voice shining. Often reminded of how fine her design is. I was seeking a sign and she blinded me with kindness. Now my mind is on her all the time. It's I've forgotten her others as if I had Alzheimer's. She's me blanky, you can call me Linus. Stuck to her like super glue because destiny binds us. Wow. She's the additive, the others are minus. And this is forever, unlike those one-nighters. Lady, you a keeper much deeper than those minus. You put me on an all-time high, thank you, your highness.
Mission is back with her brand new EP, The Quad Drop. Now available for free download as well as donation at therealmission.bandcamp.com. All tracks produced by Eshawn Bombay. Also connect with her on Twitter at The Real Mission.
I wanna be better today than a day ago. The price that you pay for me is so unrepayable. I give you all I got.
The Quad Drop, now available at therealmission.bandcamp.com.
Listen up. You got something that you want to advertise with us here at Yacht of the King Radio? Hit us up at yachtoftheking.com or email us advertising@yachtoftheking.com. We offer splash and background page, banners, Twitter blasts, and our most popular 30-second audio commercial for our podcast. Let us help market your brand at highly reasonable prices. You may have a new ministry, a book, a CD, clothing line. Let us help you get it out. So go to yachtoftheking.com and advertise today. Chase's Devotional. Are you looking for passionate intimacy in your walk with Christ or seeking for more in your Bible study? These devotionals are to be read and applied to change the hearts and minds of God's children, herself included. By using her imagination and her love for writing, her fresh stories infused with the word come from the heart of God. You want Chase's newest devotional? Join her mailing list. Chase's Devotionals, adjusting your focus with your daily walk with Christ at genuinelife.com. All right, man, we back on Yacht of the King Radio. If you want to hear the track list, definitely go to the website, yachtoftheking.com, or look us up, or where, however you're hearing us, they should have the playlist for you. Right now, I'm here with my dad, my father, my friend, and my pastor, Harold Franklin Jr. of New Creation Christian Center. How you doing, Pastor?
I'm doing well, Marquise. How are you?
It's kind of funny. See, he's calling me by my government name, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, that's all right. We'll let him slide with it because he named me that. But check it out. We always start with the testimony. So we want about like a 5-minute testimony, how God changed your life, man, how you came to know him as your personal Lord and Savior.
Well, when I was younger, I grew up in the church. I won't say the name. And all the years I went there from about 5 to 12 years old. I never remember hearing the gospel preached. And when I say I don't remember, it doesn't mean they didn't preach it. I just don't remember. And so I stopped going to church. My father and the pastor had a falling out, so I stopped going to church. And my love was football, so obviously Sundays was the great day for that. So I was really glad we weren't going to church. And then after that, my father and my mother got a divorce. And, you know, I was doing some soul searching and trying to figure out what life was all about. This was when I was in my teen years. And then I finally met a young lady who later became my wife. And she shared the gospel with me. I thought I was actually a Christian because I didn't really know what that meant. But she shared the gospel with me, told me that I had to accept Jesus as my Savior, had to repent from my sin. And once I did that, I would be born again. And so she led me to the Lord. Oh, gosh, I think we were at Lake Washington in her car. She led me through the sinner's prayer, and then I accepted Christ at that point. And after that, about a year and a half later, we got married, and we've been together ever since. So that's about the gist of my testimony. I don't have a bad guy story. I was always trying to be a lawyer and be all those things. So anyway, that's about it.
Okay. Now talk to me about you just growing up in God. I know, because I always say this, our testimony is continuing to be built. What were some things that really stood out to you, or even some instances in your walk with God that it caused you to grow closer to God?
I think the first incident was I received the baptism of the Holy Spirit about 2 or 3 months after we got married. I had never really heard about receiving the baptism of the Holy Spirit. My wife had been baptized in the Holy Spirit, and so I was seeking that. And one day I was on my way to work and just praising God in my mind, and then all of a sudden I felt this presence come upon me, and I began to speak in another tongue while I was walking down the street. And of course that scared me because I'd never heard tongues and didn't know what was going on. Yeah. So I kind of, whoa, so I stopped. But as the day went on, the Holy Spirit revealed to me what had happened. And so that was kind of a new thing for me. Another pretty big moment was really after I had you, when you first were born. I remember when I was in the delivery room and the doctor gave you to me the first time, because Annis was having a C-section, so she didn't have much feeling. So I held you and I heard this voice from the Holy Spirit. He says, he's your responsibility. And that hit me hard as well. And I told the Lord, I don't even know how to raise a child. So I needed him desperately. And so those are like two key early moments. I was obviously only 21 when you were born. So those are the early moments. There's a whole bunch of moments after that, but those were early moments to see that God, although gave me a great responsibility, never left me only to deal with that by myself.
Dope, dope. I had an experience today where I had to say, God, help me with these kids. So I know how that is, man. We getting it in. Yada the King Radio. Who else was influential in your walk with God? Was there any people that you remember that when you came to God, or even as you were walking on this path, some people that poured into you as the topic of the day is that actually discipled you? Who would you say shared that role in your life?
I was probably discipled by people that I went to church with later on. For a while, we didn't really have a church home, and we found a church home. We went to a local church, and probably the two people that had the most influence was Pastor Robert Evans. I remember hearing when we were going to church how the pastor of the church at that time thought so highly of Brother Evans, and I was longing to just be closer to the Lord, so I sought out a relationship with him. And then Pastor Greg Wood was another person, but a pastor, which is now apostle, Dolores Kendrick, had a great influence in my life. Those are the local people, and those were people that we were around continually. And of course, probably in later years, Pastor Nate Mullen was a big influence. And let's see. I guess those are the main key people that were in that influenced my life and sort of discipled me along the way.
All right, that's what it is, man. So we getting it in, Yada the King Radio. We're gonna go to a music break here. Definitely tell somebody to check it out, man. Once again, the playlist will be on yadatheking.com. Tell your friends and your family it's going down. Your home for banging music, uplifted Christ, and abundant life.
I know the Lord coming like a thief in the night. When the sun goes down, I'ma turn on the light. I see the storm coming, fire fall from the sky, but I hear all the nations cry. Don't pass me by.
They make porn and they call it art. I feel like I'm swimming in a storm after Noah's Ark. Yeah. Understated when he said, I know it's hard. A taste of severity, watching bodies blow apart. Storm with an anger issue, Napoleon Bonaparte. Blame the gun, what about what's in the gun owner's heart? And organ donors called to the big leagues. Man down, treated like a few fallen fig leaves. And I'm overwhelmed, spirits exit body cavity. So make us sober like we're hanging over hell. Lord, you know us well. We think we so free, but we really can't breathe in the lower cell. I'm talking belly of the earth status. The hurt's tragic, after the hearse in the worst madness. Man, I'm feeling like the earth's backwards. A murk axis, the sacred kid's dirt on a perch mattress. It's the curse fashion, dispersed through the blood of Adam. The first sin was the first chasm. It got my people spilling body fluids, DNA on naked bodies, all the pistols crashing in the streets of havoc. They think this high is a piece of magic, so they mashing, but I think it's more than they can manage. I got peace, but they try to leave me out panicked. And they was found burnt to death while they out camping.
I know the Lord coming like a thief in the night. When the sun goes down, I'ma turn on the light. I see the storm coming, fire fall from the sky, but I hear all the nations cry. Don't pass me by.
After fantasies, ignoring the red flag. Play tag with bullets hiding, seeking a zip bag. Kids eat candy wrapped up in a zigzag. Rappers with no play, but my God, they pen stab. Cultural suicide, how you prevent that? Reality forsaken while insanity brings cash. Men with no hearts, no reason to resist evil. Unseen danger, machines with no restraint. Yeah, industry replaces reason. The pleasure, it replaces
places meaning.
We endure the cages to taste the evening.
Forbidden fruit and we taste the treason.
Little one grows up to her friends had a face of demons.
In the heat till their skin is eaten.
Lonely souls prone to bleed till their hearts are creasing.
Police rush to a scene where a man was beaten.
But they don't rush to the clinic when we kill a fetus.
My God, coming like a thief in the night. When the sun goes down, when we turn on the light, I see the storm coming, fire fall from the sky. But I hear all the nations cry.
Every day, reminded of my third birthday. Every day, some man gave me a big wheel. I could hardly sit still. You say that's not a big deal? Listen anyway. You wouldn't understand unless you were built like me. Felt your face was on a carton of milk like me. Laying at the crime scene with no ID. The cops screaming out, oh, it's just nobody. No, really, check it out. There is nobody. Block this thing off and secure it tightly. Detectives are hopeful for the killer's return, cause they can't detect the killer IB. A selling and the victim all at the same time. Give and receive all in the same rhyme. This thing is therapeutic every time I jot a line. I swear I'm twitching now just hearing the bass line. The snap makes me nauseous, the kick makes me cautious. Cause I'm writing in my cubicle, don't wanna wake my bosses. Trying to be a king, but didn't know that it cost this much. But he paid it, now my life with no off switch.
I see the next level, but they say I'm not ready. They try to hold me back, but my ground's too heavy. But they say I'm not ready. They try to hold me back, but my ground's too heavy.
Yeah. From the heart I write, this is realness. Pushing with all my might, I pray you feel this. The enemy is real, so my weapon is concealed at the range every day, cause I know he wanna kill this. Dream that's inside saying that I might flip, but he alive in his face yelling king like Tip. But this ain't even the tip of the iceberg. Once you see him sink, you will believe that's a sight word. I'm hype off these fight words, but more than that, I'm geeked over the fact the king is coming back to restore order and power without an ounce of tact. But extreme force, I heard it from the source, it's the main course, yeah, and I'm ready to eat, full course meal, what an incredible feast, I'm sitting courtside, I got incredible seats, the enemy gotta deal with defeat, boy, my crown's too heavy,
I see the next level, but they say I'm not ready, they try to hold me back, yeah. But my ground's too heavy,
crown too heavy, too heavy, too heavy, too heavy, my crown too heavy,
I see the next level, but they say I'm not ready, they try to hold me back, but my ground's too heavy,
too heavy, too heavy, too heavy, too heavy.
Oh, 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 oh
All right, we back with Pastor Harold Franklin from New Creation Christian Center. Not only is he my pastor, he's my father, as I said before. But let's talk about this, man. How did you get involved in ministry? You shared some of the churches you went to. And me growing up and watching you, I knew you always were like an elder or a deacon, whatever they wanted to call it. But what made you say, hey, I need to step into ministry, even back then and even now?
Well, it's funny because when I first got saved, that was the last thing I wanted to do. I did not want to be a pastor. And part of the reason is because I didn't want people saying things like, oh, he's taking their money and he's doing all this. And so I didn't really want anything to do with the ministry. I planned to be a lawyer. I was going to be a lawyer. And that's what my heart was set on. But over and over again, people kept saying, well, no, God is calling you to the ministry. And I'd hear that and didn't hear it. And so for years, I just kind of said, no, Lord, I don't want to do that. So about 1989, 1988, somewhere around there, my wife and I were having some issues. And I was just broken. I remember driving, going to work. I think I was going to school. And I was just crying. I said, Lord, I don't know what it means to be called to the ministry. I don't know what that's going to look like. But if you want me to be in the ministry, I'll surrender. So that was the main point at which I actually accepted my call. Now, what later happened was I started to see that there were different aspects to the ministry. So I, the fivefold, the apostle, the prophet, the evangelist, the pastor, and the teacher. So God had said to me, or later revealed to me, that I was called to be a teacher. I said, well, good. That if I'm a teacher, that means I don't have to be a pastor.
Yeah.
So I took on the teaching role. So I did Sunday school. I did all the peripheral teaching. But I never really preached, so to speak. I think the first time I preached was at the church that I talked that we were going to. And we were given a text and we preached for about 10 minutes and it was pretty simple. But after that, the next time I preached, it wasn't until the 90s. So, but as time went on,
Be careful, you're dating yourself.
Well, I'm not ashamed to say I'm 50 years old. So as time went on, God just continued to reveal to me that eventually that would be something that I would be doing. I didn't know if it was going to be a full-time thing, but probably about 10 years ago, we really believed, and I say we, Annis and I, really believed that God was going to launch us out. But at that time, I was not ordained, and every place I had gone to when I was getting ready to get ordained, something would happen, and it didn't happen. So I said, well, Lord, I can't be a pastor until I get ordained. And then I got ordained by Pastor Harvey Drake. And then shortly after that, less than a year, we started the New Creation Christian Center, and that's kind of how we got into it. But it was kind of a ongoing preparation that got us ready to go out and launch the church that God has called us to at this point.
Dope. So talk about being in the ministry. Everybody knows about the preaching in front, but just talk to somebody out there that might be an aspiring pastor, some of the things they're going to go through, some of the things they're going to have to deal with, and how to stay sane as you go through it all.
Well, the first thing you have to know is you have to be sure that this is what God has called you to do. Because the first attack that the enemy is going to lay on you is that, are you sure that this is what you're supposed to do? Because things are not going to always look like they look when you see churches that you may say, for instance, grew up in. A lot of the people that say they're going to come with you may not come with you. You may have to start alone. You may have to try to figure out where you're going to be. So there's a lot of little details that can try to cloud the call that God has put upon your heart. So first, you got to be sure, as it says in Romans, that Abraham was fully persuaded. You have to be fully persuaded that God has called you. That's the first thing. Once you solidify yourself in that call, then you can pretty much deal with the ups and downs. There are a lot of ups and downs. Right now our church is real small, and I always, when I first started, I said, God, you didn't call me to just talk the chairs, did you? And so, you know, you have to get over those kinds of things. But knowing that this is where God has called you to be is the greatest assurance that you have. And once you have that assurance, you just have to continue to be perseverant in what he's called you to do and stay with it and don't let anything deter you from that.
That's good, because I know as people get started, it's, you know, sometimes people think about numbers, but God is not about numbers. He's about stewardship. How would you say that has helped you along the path?
Well, the main thing I do, yeah, of course, God wants more people saved, and that's part of what we do. But I think the main thing God wants us to do is to be faithful. Be faithful with what you've got. Be faithful with what you're doing. Obviously, reach those that you can reach, and do the things that you can to reach out. But be faithful with God, what God has called you to. I preach the same to 10 people as I do to 1,000. I don't damper the message just because it looks like there's not that many people there, because I'm not really preaching for the people. I'm preaching for the Lord. And so keeping God as the forefront in everything I do keeps you focused, keeps you rooted, and it doesn't allow you to become discouraged. You will go through some periods of discouragement, but as long as you remember why you're doing it and that God is with you, you can overcome that discouragement.
That's what it is, man. Talking about ministry, his ministry. And let's talk about Christian hip-hop. I know for somebody that he did say he's over 50. He said that. I didn't say it first. But you have always been a fan of Christian hip-hop. I mean, going to school, dropping us off, we listen to Christian hip-hop all the time. You probably got everybody's CDs. You got as many CDs as I got almost. But just talk to about how important that is for Christians and even outreach. How do you see that working?
Well, I think Christian hip-hop is a good evangelistic tool. It is a tool to reach out in a way that is something that people can relate to. But I think the main thing about Christian hip-hop is the authenticity of the message. The message has to be the gospel. We don't, you know, I don't care about the beat. I don't care about the sounds and the hooks and all the things that catch people's attention. But if the message is solid, if you're talking about Jesus, if you're sharing how God has changed your life and that Jesus can do the same for you, that, I mean, it doesn't really matter the style of music. That's the key. The message is the key. And that's even when we used to listen to hip hop on the way to school, as you said, there's some songs I said, you know what, we don't need to listen to that one. That one's, I don't think that's saying too much. And you just have to be even discerning in the Christian music. I mean, there's some gospel music that I don't even like to listen to, whether it's hip-hop or just regular urban gospel or some of the old traditional stuff. Some of that stuff, if you listen to the words of some of the old gospel songs, it's like, what did they say?
Yeah. So just making sure Christ is the center.
Yeah, you just have to be faithful to the message. And if you're faithful to the message, it really doesn't matter the medium that you choose.
Dope, dope. You tuned in to Yada the King Radio with Pastor Phil Franklin from New Creation. And he don't know the Twitter account. I know the Twitter account. It's at New Creation WA. Definitely hit us up there and visit our website. He's going to be back in a second. We're going to get on the topic of the day right after this music. Here we go.
We need you like the birds in the air near the sky. We need you like the flowers need water when it's dry.
Everything about your galaxy is the air I breathe. I can't have anything else but you're the one I need.
Straight and narrow is the only way I'm walking though. But bills piling up, but money getting low. Stock market dropping, so I'm losing my gross. But I ain't feeling deserted, standing knowing my purpose. Look right through my curtains, you can see that I'm serving. See, for Christ, I'm a pro, so I'm an ex-con. No ex-on, ex-drunk, so I'm feeling extra-on. I used to love the world, but now I'm celibate. And yeah, I died broke, but born again, Richie hoes me. He knows I need him boldly, cause I couldn't be holy unless I had beholding coldly. Lean on my expedition, this world is so wicked. So as I write my exposition and portray greater vision, interrogate my ambition, I relate, I enlist to violate my condition, overcoming conviction. We need you.
We need you, we need you like the birds in the air near the sky. We need you like the flowers need water when it's dry.
Everything about your galaxy is the air I breathe. I can have anything else, but you're the one I need.
Feeling broke, broke, like I ain't got a dime, right? I need to kinda change, a dollar can't supply. And that type of satisfaction, money try but never buy. A man flawed in many ways, but try to live a better life. Yes. So tired of screwing up and I ain't talking dirty Sprite. Nah. To put it plain and simple, ain't no me without you. Haters try to doubt you, question everything about you. But still I'm standing out you, yeah. No moving out without you. Yeah. The last time I did it, I was lost until I found you. Till I found stayed in that dirt and searching, my heart was ever thirsting. Seemed like my issues worsened, nothing I tried was working. Went chasing every pleasure, went hard on every level, like I was trying to make it rain in the desert.
Yeah,
it was all a facade,
yeah.
Living in a mirage,
yeah.
Artificial balling,
huh?
A mental massage.
We need you like the birds in the air near the sky. We need you like the flowers need water when it's dry.
Everything about your galaxy is the air we breathe. I can have anything else, but you're the one I need.
I know you thought this life was gonna be easy.
Easy,
ain't easy, homie. Without
Jesus, homie.
Yeah, you need the answer in your life. Yeah, you need the answer.
Stepping off into this realm, they can't get to this level I'm on. Taking over every city, blue and green, and black in my zone. I'm repping the king of the throne, he stands over alone. There's nobody like him, running beside him, rising higher and higher. He's everything that I desire. They know that we're one, in love with the sun. Until the day comes, the day he returns, we stay on the run. We're bringing that word, cause he rose on the third. And he is alive, so forget what you heard. Yeah, it's got me flipping through some scriptures. Sins disappear like a wizard.
Oh. So all of your questions and all of your stress,
get up and stand up on your feet.
You got some feelings deep in your heart,
I know what the answer will be.
Hosanna G-O-D,
exactly what you need.
So lift your hands up, lift your hands and see.
So why are you waiting? We got what you need. So tell me the reason.
So tell me the reason.
Cause you know that you need
him. You know that you need
him. Show him the cross.
Show him the cross.
Now watch him receive him. Okay. They had a plan thinking that they could beat him. They ripped apart my savior with hate in their hearts and treat him. But watch this as I'm flipping through some scripture. Sins disappear like a wizard.
To all of your questions and all of your senses, get up and stand up on your feet. You got some feelings deep in your heart, I know what the answer will be. Hosanna G-O-D, exactly what you need. So lift your hands up, lift your hands and see.
iPhone.
right track. Seems like the devil always wanna do something to pull me back, but I can't let him this time, because I already got, the answer. If you know where I'm coming from, let me hear you say,
to all of your questions and all of your stress, get up and sit up on your feet. You got some feelings deep in your heart, I know what the answer will be. Hosanna G-O-D, exactly what you need. So lift your hands up, lift your hands and see.
Me. He is the answer, he's the answer, he is the answer, he is the answer. God is the answer, God is the answer, God is the explanation. God has an answer, he is the answer, no matter what you He is the answer. God is the answer. God is the answer. God is the answer.
Hey yo. Hey yo, what's up?
Yo, what's up?
What? Christian hip hop has emerged.
Hello.
Define what is hip hop.
Yo.
The real hip hop.
Ladies and gentlemen,
get ready.
Has emerged.
What you waiting for? Let's go.
Listen to South.com, the online source for all hip hop.
This is the one.
League CD reviews, the latest news, and your very own community profile. Are you South.com, where you can shop the hip hop music store with free music downloads. Listen to Christian Hip Hop Radio.
Watch videos on the TV network.
And more. At TheSouth.com.
TheSouth.com.
You know who it is?
TheSouth.com. The life in hip hop.
California love.
West Coast weapon.
West Coast fire is now online.
Hottest videos 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, you feel me?
Video chat rooms,
online community,
and most of all,
yo,
turn it up,
Jesus,
yeah.
Log on to WestCoastFire.com now,
streaming online at
WestCoastFire.com, the dopest music resource on the West Coast,
WestCoastFire.com.
You want the show on the go?
Get the Yada Da King radio app.
The quickest way to have the latest episodes wherever you are.
Available at the App Store and Android Marketplace.
Search Yada Da King Radio and download the app.
Features include quick call-in, easy streaming, and downloading.
And one-touch Facebook and Twitter connection.
Only $1.99. That's right, only $1.99.
Support and get yours, fam.
Don't hesitate and don't
we
wait.
Are back. Yada Da King. I'm going to have to get my dad to get some life in here, man. He's chilling back there right now. But we talking topic of the day right now. And before this, man, I'm gonna ask him a quick question. He's a sports guru. He's a coach. He coached me in football and basketball. NBA playoffs. Who do you think is going to win it this year, man?
I think Miami will win the championship. I don't think anybody's going to challenge them. They've shown that they're on a mission, and I think they're going to complete that mission.
All right. Miami. He's a LeBron James. He's actually a Dwayne Wade fan.
Yeah,
right?
More Dwayne Wade. I like LeBron, but I like Dwayne Wade more.
All right, there it is. What do y'all think? I want to know. Send all your trash talk to me at yadadaking.com so we can find out who we think's going to win. I don't want to see. I definitely want to see the Knicks and Heat go to a 7-game series. That would be dope. But we'll see. And I think the Bucks is going to give them a run for their money. I keep saying that. I think the Bucks are going to give them a run starting this weekend, man. No, so
the Bucks will be swept 4 games and then on to the next one.
Yeah, see, you guys are getting a little glimpse. Me and my dad, we're going to do a Yada Da King sports show, and we're just going to talk trash the whole time, you know. Let's get on the topic of the day, though, because we can stay there for a long time. Topic of the day is all about discipling. Now, I probably did a show on discipleship, but you are talking right now on discipling at the church. You got a 10-part series. You know what I'm saying? It's the longest series, I think, that you've been a part of. But it's very important. And you said something about discipleship where people are getting saved but not getting disciples. What was something that you said about that?
Well, I think the main issue is that people accept Christ, but then they don't always put their lives or line their lives up completely with Christ. So discipleship is a desire or a goal is to be like Christ in every arena of our lives. So we think like Christ, we talk like he talked, we do the things he did, we follow the things he tells us to follow. We're basically imitators, as the scripture says, let be imitators of Christ. And that's what we're designed or desire to do as disciples. So that's the point of discipleship.
So what are some of the keys to discipleship? I know they can go check out all those messages.
Sure.
And get the full details of it. Becoming a disciple, just Google that with Pastor Harold Franklin Jr. And those will come up. But what are some of the keys to discipleship?
Well, of course, the main key is that you have to renew your mind. A lot of Christians don't think like Christians should think. Mm-hmm. And what I mean by that is we think like we thought before we got saved. We contemplate, we think, and that's not the process of thinking, but it's how we think about issues. In other words, we don't just think about an issue and say, well, that sounds like a good idea. But no, we're supposed to, as Christians, ask, what does the scripture say about that issue? Mm-hmm. And a lot of times we don't even think about how the Bible or what the Spirit of God would say about an issue. We just say, okay, well, I'm going to do this because I want to do this. But we have to allow our minds to be transformed. That's probably the biggest part of discipleship that has to take place. And of course, in order for that to happen, that means what? You got to study the Bible. You've got to get the Bible so deep, saturate yourself in the scriptures. You have to know what the scriptures teach. You have to, what now has become a popular thing, you have to receive a biblical worldview, which means that you have to think about the world the way God thinks about the world.
Okay, and you see, you're getting a couple keys. What we need a couple more keys. You know, everybody's driving these days. What other keys can you give them real quick?
And the other key is to remember that even though the scripture says things that are hard to understand, that you accept them by faith and expect God to help you to get the understanding. A lot of times we read the scriptures and something in the Bible says something that's hard and it's like, whoa, man, I'm not sure if I can believe that one, or I don't know if I know that. But we are supposed to be discipled after the scriptures. So we have to say, Lord, I don't get this. I don't understand this. I don't know how this works, but I trust you. And that's the key. So therefore I believe what your word says. And then I allow the Holy Spirit then to teach me, as the scripture says he's supposed to do, the meaning of the passage that I'm having difficulty with.
That's good. I know that today there is so many people that are looking for churches. They're not sure how to find a church, or even after they find a church, finding a rabbi or a pastor, for, you know, for lack of better words, to follow. How important is it to be at the right church, as well as having the right pastor to follow in your discipleship program? Because I believe that in order to be disciples, sometimes you're going to have, well, not sometimes, most of the time you're going to have a teacher. And it helps to have a teacher here on earth.
Right.
Even, not just the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is going to be your teacher.
Right.
But how important is it to have a pastor that's going to lead you and direct you in the right way?
Well, the scripture says it's extremely important. We're supposed to be people that teach the truth. We're supposed to lead by example. So obviously you want to find a pastor who's going to teach the scriptures, first of all. Secondly, they're living the scriptures. That's just as important as teaching. So lifestyle is important. Character is important. Accessibility, I know that doesn't seem like an important thing, but if you have questions, how can you ask somebody who's supposed to be your teacher if you don't have access to that person? Mm-hmm. You have to be accessible as a leader or a pastor or a teacher. And then, you know, you have to be a solid person. You can't be a person that blows in the wind as a pastor. You have to believe what you know, what you teach. I know these things sound like simple things, but these things are the essential things for somebody who's going to teach. The scripture says that a teacher has a higher responsibility because they're telling people what the truth is. And when you start telling people what the truth is, then you have to become a demonstrator of the truth that you're telling. And if you don't demonstrate the same truth that you teach, you can be a stumbling block to people. And that's the higher calling, if you will, for a pastor or a teacher. So yeah, these are the things that you probably want to look for in a ministry. And also the last thing is, in a ministry, you should be able to do the things that God has called you to do. There should be opportunity for you to grow. And I'm not just talking about carrying the pastor's briefcase. I'm not talking about stuff like that. Yeah. I'm talking about where you can put your hands to the plow, so to speak, and do what God has called you to do. So a pastor should also encourage you to fulfill the call that God has called you to do in your life.
And today, I feel like there's a lot of pastors that kind of hinder that. Why do you feel that is, briefly?
I think it's a security thing. Some pastors haven't gotten over some of the challenges of the Saul syndrome, where God called Saul, but then because Saul didn't do what he was supposed to do, God, while Saul was the king, called David. Now, you know, you realize, well, that means this is a one generation kingdom. So Saul didn't want that. Saul wanted his kids to inherit the kingdom, but God had a different plan. So Saul tried to squelch, or actually pretty much destroy, David's call. But the reality is that God, we're all only one generation workers. So no matter what happens, somebody's going to carry on for us. And we should not be afraid or intimidated by somebody else's ministry. They're called to do what they're called to do. You're called to do what you're called to do. You can't do what they do. They can't do what you do. But together, we do what God has called us to do. We have to remember, this is a body. This is not a kingdom, the Franklin kingdom. This is not the dynasty of the Franklins. This is the body of Christ. And therefore, everybody has a place and a role in the body. I always say it like this. None of us are bench warmers. I remember when we all played football or basketball or whatever sport you played, baseball. There were 9 players in baseball, 5 in basketball, and 11 in football. And then you had the bench warmers. But there are no bench warmers in the kingdom of God. Everybody is called to do something. And so we should encourage them to do what they've been called to do. I know that was a long answer.
No, that's all right, man. We here getting it in on discipling. I'm going to talk about that later, how important it is to be disciples, some tips that we can get in. And also, man, you definitely want to go check out the series that Pastor Harold Franklin has on that, man. And you can get that at newcreationwa.org. We'll be right back after these messages from Yada the King Radio.
Yeah.
Martin and Malcolm up on the same beat. That's like Rosa the Parks up in that same seat. Park Ranger, reverse danger to park anger. Public school saying God don't belong there. Since they took him out, all hell working loose there. I'm a believer, man, yeah, I got that ether flame. Chances looking slim like Wiz Khalifa frame. Cliff Huxtable, but y'all can keep the hoagie there. There was a boo-boo dog, no Yogi Bear. It's kinda crazy drama, stay away from shady drama. Got a lot of faith, like if my mom was Biggie, baby mama. We more than conquerors, y'all lying with a
doobie. My dogs talk to me like Brian do Stewie. Rappers and the same monkey see, monkey do. I'm trying to make a pass, so I'll be a monkey too. Let's go.
HTNC, Humble's the new khaki. Queens to Brooklyn, nobody can stop me. HTNC, Humble's the new khaki. Queens to Brooklyn, nobody can stop me. HTNC, Humble's the new khaki. Queens to Brooklyn, nobody can stop me. HTNC, Humble's the new khaki.
Window, lingo. Angelus is great, 2-1, it's video. King no, his flow, into tempos. Pimps though, come out they face like they's an ingrown. Lift dope, lyrics kick, system intros. And pinfolk, men know I'm fire, kindle. I can go on and on, run like temple. But then those MFs tend to sinful. Historically, cordially, chillin', I'm felt. Why? Cause I'm feeling myself. I wrote some dope lyrics, coast to coast spirit. Smelling myself, cologne with no finish. Graduated fast. Slow your old ages. Calculate the math. I'm O for O business. Underground king. Mainstream murderer. Double up. Autonome. The label seen murderous.
HTNC. Humble's the new khaki. Queens to Brooklyn. Nobody can stop me. HTNC. Humble's the new khaki. Queens to Brooklyn. Nobody can stop me. HTNC. Humble's the new khaki. Queens to Brooklyn. Nobody can stop me. HTNC. Humble's the new khaki.
Music critics think they phase me. Get real, my attitude like Kobe Bryant's contract, big deal. When I turn on YouTube, seeing you do, criticizing my last album, paint your walls first. Prepare for glory and hear the story. These rappers bore me in the clearest glory. No need for Maury, cause God before me. Dedicated, forever hated to Pop G. You know the movement, Humble's a new chapter.
My mama knew this though, I could move his zone. I tell you straight up like how you kids go. My son's like a Mac, you're a few bits slow. Oh, they got hammers like King Cooper throws. The looper like Bruce Willis, Luth, and gold. But what's the price if the loose ends you? Get it? What's the price if the loose ends you?
HTNC, Humble's the new khaki. Queens to Brooklyn, nobody can stop me. HTNC, Humble's the new khaki. Queens to Brooklyn, nobody can stop me. HTNC, Humble's the new khaki. Queens to Brooklyn, nobody can stop me. HTNC, Humble's the new khaki.
Caught in
the net like a basketball. See, you've been waiting for a chance just to break free. She crying, can somebody save me? I know you're trying to figure out, but solo upon your own. Who do you think is Spider-Man and create your iPhone? He can work out your problems for kicks, call it Tybo. You made in his image, no, you ain't no sideshow.
So you see, you're running the wrong things in life that is you living. Notice the drama it brings. I can show you more.
I can show you more.
So tell me what you waiting for.
Tell me what you waiting for.
So you see, you're running the wrong things in life that is you living. Notice the drama it brings. I can show you more.
I can show you more.
So tell me what you waiting for.
Tell me what you waiting for.
So you see, you're running the wrong things in life that is you living. Notice the drama it brings. I can show you more.
All right, we back with Pastor Harold Franklin, my father. And this is the first time I get a chance to interview him, so this is pretty cool. This is pretty epic, you know what I'm saying? That's a word that I learned from Eric all of a sudden. That's his new word. Shout out to the homie, I am Eric Keith. I do believe the Seahawks are going to be nice this year. We'll see, though. Right now, we would like to see, man, if somebody heard this, they want to get in contact with you, Pastor Harold. How can they do that? What's the easiest and best way they can connect with you?
Well, there's a number of ways. You can email me at harold@newcreationwa.org. The WA is W-A as in Washington. You can hit us up at the Twitter account at newcreationwa. And then also you can visit our website at www.newcreationwa.org. So all those are ways that you can get in contact with either myself or the church as a whole.
Okay, and definitely, man, what you got coming up next? What's going on in the ministry, or what direction do you feel God is leading you in right now?
Well, I think the main thing we're trying to do is to continue to build where we are, but I believe eventually our next goal is to acquire a building so that we can branch out. It's been a great thing to share space with Emerald City Bible Fellowship down there on Rainier Avenue. But the thing about sharing a building is that you always have some limitations because you have schedule conflicts with the other group that's there. So that's been our prayer. We want to try to get a building and move out and launch out into bigger and better things. Our goal, of course, is to eventually open a school, a Christian school. And so that's going to take a building, and it's also going to take a lot of staffing. So I don't know the launch time, but those are the kinds of things that we want to do in the near future.
All right. Definitely something that God's going to begin to do. Well, any shout outs, man? You got any, you know what I'm saying? Any people you want to say what's up to out there, or you just want to say thank you to?
Always Rick Dupree, who's my best friend. We grew up together. He's always somebody that's been in my corner for years and years. So I just want to give a shout out to him. Of course, nobody better than the great Annis Faye J. Franklin, my best friend, my wife for 30 years now. And, you know, we've gone through some hard times. She's my buddy. We played basketball together and all sorts of competitive activities. So she's been...
That's where I get the competitiveness, y'all.
So she's one in a million. I love her so much, and I appreciate her so much. A shout out to my mom, my dad. You know, my parents are still alive, thank God. My dad has been rehabbing in Portland. He had a stroke about 9-10 months ago, but he's doing well. I talked to him last week. His voice is getting stronger, and I thank my brother for being down there with him. My brother's Emmanuel Franklin, the pastor down in the Vancouver area. So I just want to thank all those. Shout outs to my sisters, Diane, the old one. Yep, the oldest one. Jackie, Cynthia, and those. And, of course, all my sons, Michael, Silas, Brian, James, and Christopher David. All those guys. So we give shouts out to all those guys.
Amen. And any last words you want to give, man, to the people? Any encouraging words? Any benediction? You know, since you've been doing that as of late, that you want to share with the people?
No, I just want to encourage people to be encouraged in the things of God. we all know that the Bible prophesies that there may become a day of darkness, a day where the scriptures are not embraced. But as we trust God, those days are not going to be detrimental for us. We will always have God on our side. He's never going to leave us nor forsake us. And also be encouraged to continue to walk with him, continue to grow in him, to continue to seek him with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, because that's where life is. I mean, you know, we can all have millions of dollars, we can all have cars, and we can all have clothes, but none of that stuff really lasts a long time. I mean, think about it. If you got a new car this year, 5 years from now, you say, man, this car is old, I need a new car. So cars don't last. Houses are nice. It's nice to have a nice house, but sooner or later you say, man, this house, I'm tired of this house. But the things of God never grow old. So just keep those things in mind. Keep those things in the forefront. Those are what life is all about.
All right. Pastor Harold Franklin didn't go overtime today. No, I'll be closing again.
I'm getting ready to glow.
Yeah, none of that. He just got straight to the point, and that's a good thing, man. And matter of fact, if anybody out there is listening and they don't know Jesus as their Lord and Savior, Pastor, what would you say to them?
I say that Jesus is the best thing that could ever happen to you. You need to receive him in your life. All of us know that we fall short. That's the question that we all know. We all know we're not perfect. And when you know you're not perfect, that means that you are imperfect. And that means that Jesus came to change that for you. He can get you back in relationship with God. All we have to do is accept him as our Savior, believe in him, that he died for our sins, that he rose from the dead, and invite him into our heart and to lead our lives from this point on. Once you do that, your life will be an adventure. It won't always be the great things that happen, but in those bad times, God will never leave you.
All right, man. So if you want to receive Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, you need help or you just want prayer, give us a call at 425-243-4285. And definitely we would love to pray with you. If you go look on our Twitter, we pray for people on Twitter as well, man. Or Facebook, it don't matter. Also, get the Yacht of the King app. It is available for the iPhone, the Android, and also the Kindle Nook. You can get it for only $1.99. And you definitely want to get this show on there. But we also got other shows, the Traffic Jam Show, as well as Fun Facts, man. So you're going to miss the Fun Facts if you don't have this show. And that's where you get to find out all the top things about your favorite artist, man. So check it out. Let's go to some more music, and we'll be right back here on Yacht of the King Radio. And thanks, Pastor Harold, for coming on.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
Peace. I ain't turning down nothing but my collar. Want that truth? Holler. I'm trying to give it to the world before it burn up. I only know one way. Turn up. Real cool cat, never lukewarm. Still burn your stage down when I perform. And if you entertain, I hope you entertain these supernatural thoughts I'm putting in your brain. How he died, then he rose up. So instead of going down, it goes up. He show out when we show up. And if some life is in here with me, then you already know what's up. With our L's in the air, swinging them around like we just don't care. Probably cause we don't. You're thinking we gon' stop, silly rabbit? We won't. This is more than a movement, it's a lifestyle, something that you should be in tune with. And I put on for the B-A-Y, dominating on purpose every D-A-Y. I ain't turning down nothing but my collar. Want that truth? Holler. I'm trying to give it to the world before it burn up. I only know one way. Turn up. Turn up. They be like, slow down, play, get cool. You ain't gotta live like what he say, it's true. And I be like, hey, do you? Oh, I'm doing too much, watch me turn up times two. Mr. California Bear, my breeze so rare. Next in line to the king so you can call me your heir. Plus I'm trying to be a modern day Paul. Ready, get with me.
could say rah. And if you know me, then you know that I stay fly. Faithfully loving, yeah, way keep his name high. Swimming pool full of faith, took a nosedive. DBGSPH is the motto that I go by. Dream big, grind smart, pray hard. Dealing hope is my night and my day job. Cause helping others prosper eternally is my answer. When asked, what's the passion that burns in me? Yeah, I ain't turning down nothing but my collar. Want that truth? Holla. I'm trying to give it to the world before it burn up. I only know one way. Turn up. Turn up. Turn up. Turn up. Now let me break it down so it's forever broken. Got that from the homie Word, keep your ears open. See, when I say the turn up is real, it just mean that I'm not gonna just sit back and chill. It just mean that instead of being passive and quiet, I'll ignite the excitement, enticing a riot. Hype man for the king, eat a rock star. Lights stay flashing, cop car. Head high, ride low, kick fear to the curb, tie bow, he the one that I ride for, he ghost ride so we go wherever I go, and if you ain't know, now you educated, feeling like Marvin Sapp never would've made it, cause my chances were slim like Philmo, my life with his blood was spilled full, so I say, I ain't turning down nothing but my collar. Want that truth? Holla. I'm trying to give it to the world before it burn up, I only know one way, turn up, turn up.
My God, I'm so hard. My job, Mirage on our pod. My squad, be easy under Lacey JD Mob. We squad like National Guards. Raise the banner, Devil Guyana, and I can't stand them. I'm ferocious, fly like a locust. My faith is focused on the plan to rep the king on crucifix. The world is sick. The antidote, the remix. Go.
My God, my God, oh my God.
Greater than my God, don't you ever underestimate the power that he holds in his hand. Yeah. Since I'm an heir to my big bro, I'ma show I got authority as I stroll through the land. His plan is to get you to understand there can only be one God in command. One. Consider everything I'm saying, cause if you don't know nothing else, you gon' know he ain't playing. Could he bet my life in the end, we win, cause it ain't no competition. None. Anything that he asked me to do, his word true, he provide provision.
That's right.
So another God that'll never happen, cause I got a responsibility to go out and live life. Right. Thank God for my invite to the kingdom, to the only living gate, which is Christ.
My God.
In the beginning, then it got better, cause every day with the Father was always sweeter than the day before it. And I was about to slow it down, Mr. Dale said, pedal to the metal, man, go ahead and flow it. See, I get turned up when I think about the fact that I'm forgiving, the fact that I'm still living, the fact that I ain't the villain that's killing our children, dealing crack outside of the building. Thank you, God. That's grace right there. God ain't just good, that's great right there. Every day this faith I share, some people hate you, think I care. No way, they don't realize no amount of money, no amount of fame, no amount of cars, no amount of blank, no amount of nothing under the sun that compares with the feeling of me being redeemed. My God.
My God.
Damn.
Oh my God.
My God is bigger than your God all day.
school, yeah, this in your college dorm hallway. Choose to serve another god, I ain't tripping. We jumping over your guard, Blake Griffin. Yeah, ain't none greater, serve the creator. Ain't none bigger, drive all your cars, pull all your truckers, call all your girls, call all your oh, still won't be enough. You need the one, God the Father, God the Holy Ghost, and God the Son. Yeah.
My God.
Shaman, rabbi, or monk, but I could quote and apply that Bible, boy, if that's what you want. We can talk about sayings of Confucius, or better yet, that Quran. Yo, flow Sunni, I go Al-Qaeda on these beats, I'm the bomb. I spit the liturgy, these pray to the east with pyros. I know some Crips out in Memphis, mess with me, they get with you. To them, them streets is like Jesus, say no to Jesus, I'm true. How could you make a God out of something that's much smaller than you, huh?
My God, my God,
oh my God,
my God, my God,
oh my God,
my God, my God,
oh my God,
my God, my God,
oh my God.
Yeah. You're my VIP. He said he hates my guts. I should be used to it by now, but I'm not. So every time he says those things, it bring me
down like
I heard everybody hates me now, cause I'm different, but I'm not the type to back down. So the hurt just made me stronger, the lies just made me smarter. And they don't know it, but the hate just pushed me farther. Yeah, I guess it all just makes sense, cause the ones I love the most are not my friends, they family.
I'm just trying to find a way to go. Somebody tell me where to go. I never fit in, I feel like I'm a sin, cause I'm just trying to find where to go. And only you I'm found, only you I'm found. Somebody tell me where to go. I don't even know, I don't even know, but I trust you.
Yeah, it's firm, bruh. Social club be that turn up. See, my life is a testimony and hope it's something y'all learn from. Yeah, my team's strong, guys wear what I lean on. Times bleak, but I keep on. My life's complete when we bees gone. I got misfits with me, rejects rolling right beside us, and the feeling is victory. Crack in the hard place, bust out of that pause. Whole lot of rats cause. I love the Lord, I'm praying his grace all over our tour. This is true and I know it. Save money, don't blow it. Take the time to make the time to talk to God and keep everything open. Woo!
My cousins run the street, yeah, they trying to blow up. I'm staring at this throne like I don't want to grow up. Chewing on these thoughts make me want to throw up. So I'm sitting in this corner with this drink pulled up. I'm feeling like at this rate, I'll never get it right. Got left as a child, pops left in the night and never looked back. So I took that as a sign that I'd be chasing the past my whole
I'm
life.
I'm just trying to find where to go. Where do I belong? Where do I belong? Somebody tell me where to go. Cause I'm just trying to find where to go. And only you I'm found, only you I'm found. Somebody tell me where to go. I don't even know, I don't even know, but I trust in you.
Fidel, misunderstood by my mother. Hope she know I love her, but I gotta show my brother there's more to being a man. And I know you love him, but you never understand how I feel to be a son. See your father preaching, but he can't make it to your high school graduation. Ooh, they say congratulations, man. So I told him myself, but it ain't the same, nah. But you somebody, boy, yeah. And you somebody, girl, cause God don't make no junk. I had that on a t-shirt back when I was 5 years late. It still reminded me I gotta trust God.
Somebody tell me where to go. I never fit in, I feel like I'm a sin, cause I'm just trying to find where to go. And only you I'm found, only you I'm found. Somebody tell me where to go. I don't even know, I don't even know, but I trust in you.
Even though I can't see it,
I'll trust you. I'll trust you. Cause I can't run away. I can't.
Tell me where to go, oh, I never fit in, I feel like I'm a sin, cause I'm just trying to find where to go, oh, and only you I'm found, only you I'm found, somebody tell me where to go, oh, I don't even know, I don't even know, but I'll trust in you.
All right, that was Fidel featuring Dre Murray, Social Club. And I'm not sure how to say this cat's name, man. Everybody got these no vowel names, but it's SPZRKT. The song is called Trust Him, produced by the homie G-Rock. And, man, we here back at it, Yada the King Radio. I'm on the topic of the day, discipling. Why is discipling so important? It's almost like this, man. A lot of people get saved today and they don't have any type of instruction on what to do next. Some just think getting saved is the end of all be all or whatever you want to say. But that's just the beginning, man. Once you get saved, you are now living a life and your life should be surrendered to God. A life that is surrendered to God. So that's number one. The reason why the disciples in the Word of God were discipled by Jesus, you got to realize they were discipled for a while. It wasn't just, oh, hey, I met Jesus. We started kicking it and that was it. No, they were discipled for a while. And you see some of the things that were changed. As my dad is preaching on this right now, he talked about Peter and some of the things Peter was involved in. When Peter first got in, I mean, this dude was cussing. He was doing a whole bunch of stuff contrary to what Jesus actually wanted him to do. I mean, you remember the garden story where Peter sliced dude's ear off and Jesus is like, bro, that's not how we do it. But as he was continued being discipled, you see the differences that this made in Peter's life. At the end, Peter actually died for Jesus. The same way Jesus died, he was a martyr for the faith because he didn't fight back. He probably still could have got the sword and said, hey, man, I ain't going out like this. But he understood and began to live the kingdom of God. And for some people that don't know, this was so crazy. The reason why Peter cut dude's ear off is because he had the traditional mindset of the Jews and who the Messiah was going to be. They thought the Messiah was going to ride on people. He was going to establish his kingdom on earth at that time. Now, Jesus is going to come back and he's going to establish his kingdom. But Peter didn't understand how that was going to work. So Jesus had to continue to disciple him. I mean, I think discipling is like training. A lot of us, we get trained for jobs. Every job that people have today, there is some form of training. They don't put you on a job and be like, oh, you never did this before? Well, go ahead, have at it. But we think we can become a Christian and have no training. How do we train? It's very important to get a solid leader, somebody that's serious about growth in God, somebody that's serious and lives a life that applies to the Word of God. When you find somebody like that, a trustworthy leader, that is willing to take time and pour into you and share what the gospel is. Share, you know, why Paul said this to some of the believers. Why did what happened in the Old Testament? Why did this happen? Why did that? It's good to have somebody like that, because you're going to have questions when you get in God. And I'll say this. Part of discipling is building prayer. We saw how Jesus was like, hey, man, the disciples, pray with me for an hour. They couldn't last. But you remember when the Holy Spirit came, they were up in the upper room praying. They were just continuing to pray. So you see the change that began to happen. And that's the power of discipleship. And that's what we need to see today, man. A lot of people claim to know God, but if you ask them, how are you being discipled? That's kind of, I don't know what, you know, I don't need somebody over me, blah, blah, blah. No, you need somebody to learn from. And we all have to be willing to do that. Even some of the best pastors, the pastors with the biggest congregations, you still need to be discipled. You still need to be trained by somebody. And it's an awesome thing when you can allow that to happen in your life, man. So be discipled, man. We want to see disciples. We want to see more and more people conform to the image of Christ, man. Jesus said, if you want to follow me, you must take up your cross, deny yourself, take up your cross and follow me. And that's all part of the discipleship, man. And make sure you get discipled, man. If you looking for a church home or you need prayer, you're trying to figure it out, man, feel free, bro. I really mean this when I say this. Give me a call, 425-243-4285. That's the Yacht of the King hotline. Or text me, man. I will pray with you either way, on the phone or a text, however you like it. And man, we pray for discipleship, man, and God to send the right people in your area, man. I love y'all. We're gonna keep it pushing, man. Bless God and Yacht of the King. You know what it is. Life.
Gotta keep my praise unique, cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da King Shabakta, I yada da King, I yada da King. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we out of the King Shabakta, we out of the King, we out of the King.
Yacht of the King Radio, out in Las Vegas right now.
For all those that didn't know, you can catch Yacht of the King Radio out in Las Vegas right now.
Every Tuesday and Saturday at 6 p.m.
Catch us on KLAV, AM 1230, the talk of Las Vegas, baby.
At unity.com.
That's spelled www.unity-t.com.
Yacht of the King Radio just made it happen, and you can catch us now on the new GospelNW.com, your internet gospel music station, every Friday at 9 p.m. You don't want to miss us as we get it in with some of the best in gospel urban music.
What is
Yacht of the King? Yacht of the King Radio is banging music, uplifting Christ, and abundant life.
Yes, Yacht of the King Radio
now on GospelNW.com.
I always gotta keep my praise.
Yacht of the
King Radio.
I'm
Miss Cole.
And I'm
Don Christian. On Yacht of the King Radio.
Yacht of the King Radio is now
in Cleveland, Ohio. And you can catch us on
WOGS 103.9 FM.
Mondays and Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Get it in with us
as we interview the best
in the gospel urban community.
If you miss the show,
visit yattadaking.com
for the latest episode on Yacht of the King Radio.
I always gotta keep my praise. Yacht of the King Radio. You want the show on the go?
Get the Yacht of the King Radio app.
The quickest way to have the latest episodes wherever you are.
Available at the App Store and Android Marketplace.
Search Yacht of the King Radio and download the app.
Features include quick call-in, easy streaming, and downloading.
And one-touch Facebook and Twitter connection.
Only $1.99. That's right, only $1.99.
Support and get yours, fam.
Don't hesitate and don't wait.